Hi guys, and welcome to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. I'm Casey Hyman. Every other Tuesday, we'll talk about something cat-related. We'll cover the various breeds, safety and health topics, and those quirky habits that make our cats so hilariously unique, as well as how to correct problem behaviors. This week, you'll learn about why your pet may hide and avoid people and other animals. We'll look at how cats view the world and what may trigger such a reaction, as well as when you should be concerned and how to help your kitty cope. I'm grateful to you, my listeners, because you allow me to do what I love. So let me know how I'm doing. Reach out on Facebook and Instagram at Kitten Caboodle Pod and Twitter at Kitten K Pod. You can also find the show on YouTube. Just do a search for the Whole Kitten Caboodle. If you enjoy today's episode, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen. It may seem trivial, but it really does help. If you'd like to monetarily support the show and local shelters, you can do so on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod. You can also make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviors.com/mystory. Should you encounter a behavior problem with your cat that requires my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com. You'll find my rates on the consultation page, as well as an informational packet outlining behavior basics that you can download for a small fee. If you'd like to hear more episodes, you can listen to the Whole Kit and Caboodle on most major podcast directories. So let's just put this out there first thing. Cats hide sometimes. It's just something they do. Hiding is a normal behavior and not always worth worrying about, especially if your kitty has always been a hider. It's when your usually social pet suddenly starts hiding and avoiding everyone that the behavior could indicate a problem. Now, if a cat has always preferred to hide away, does that mean something has been wrong from the start? Not necessarily. Some cats use hiding as a form of stress relief. They like to tuck themselves away in cozy spots, whether it's the pile of pillows on your bed, under the covers, behind the dresser, or wherever, for no other reason than they just want to relax. And although cats are typically most active around dawn and dusk, some are night owls. The lack of activity in the house after dark lets them roam around as they please, and then they recharge during the day. To look at it from another angle, remember that cats are both predator and prey in the wild. Their instincts drive them to conceal themselves as they sneak up on their dinner, and on the flip side, to avoid becoming someone else's dinner. Hiding becomes a key tool in their arsenal for staying alive and finding food because the behavior makes them feel like they've got their back covered and that they're safe. It's a form of self-preservation for when something unfamiliar pops up in their lives. And no matter how needy your cat may be, ultimately, the species is naturally self-reliant, which means when they encounter something they don't like or a difficult situation, it's in their nature to prefer to hide away than to charge in and fight. Something or someone nearby may cause them some level of concern, or they might just be wary and want to stay out of the way just in case. They'll come out again when they feel safe enough to do so. There is a downside to this, though. When your cat, by her nature, prefers to hide herself away, it becomes harder to figure out when something is wrong, and it can be tough to know when it's time to worry about her self-isolating behavior. With more social kitties, the signs will be much easier to spot. Keep in mind, too, that something wrong doesn't necessarily point to a health issue. Cats are creatures of habit, so any number of things could send them into hiding. A new piece of furniture, a new roommate, or even a crazy squirrel that likes to tease her at the window. Literally anything could set her off and send her under the couch. But you won't know if you should be concerned about it unless you investigate. Hiding doesn't always mean under the furniture, either. Some cats are tree dwellers, meaning they like to get up high to stay out of sight. Favorite places include the tops of wardrobes, bookshelves, and inside open cupboards. This has the added benefit of allowing them to watch everything that goes on in their living space without putting themselves at risk. To make an already convoluted topic even more muddled, cats often use their hiding spaces as sleeping areas when they feel relaxed and not threatened. If you see this, it's best to just leave her alone and let her nap, unless for some reason you absolutely have to move her. You don't want to disrupt the area itself too often either, as that might throw her off balance even further. So let's get into further detail about the reasons your kitty might suddenly start to hide away. Illness or pain. While this isn't always the cause, avoidance is still one of the most obvious and most often seen signs that your kitty is sick or something hurts. In the wild, an unhealthy animal is perceived as an easy target by predators, so nature tells them to hide out when they don't feel good. Our kitties generally don't have to deal with this anymore, of course, but one who normally loves to play might be nursing a bad cold, a flare-up of arthritis, or some chronic illness that hasn't been found yet. For this reason, the first step when you notice unusual hiding behavior is to schedule a vet appointment to rule out sickness. If that's ruled out, you can further investigate the potential cause from there. Stress or anxiety. Like I said earlier, cats are hypersensitive to stress, and just about any change in routine can weird them out. Some causes are obvious, but others are tougher to spot. A change in your work hours, the TV being too loud just once, or you petted someone else's dog and he doesn't smell too friendly. Hiding due to stress is often short-lived though, so when it's not, it's time to address it. Pregnancy. Not a lot of people think about this one, but if your cat is not spayed, could have been exposed to unneutered males, has been putting on weight, and then starts to hide, it likely means she's about to have a litter of kittens. Some pregnant cats just look like they got fat, so you may not know about the coming babies until they're already there. A few days before the birth, the mom will set up a cozy hiding spot where she can go through the labor safely and privately. Under furniture, behind appliances, and inside closets are all common spots. Fleas. If your kitty has started hiding in high spaces, you might want to check your rugs and furniture for them. Cats will go to high perches to try to get as far away from the parasites as possible. It does them little good, of course, but bless their hearts, they try. For tips on how to recognize if you have fleas and how to fight back, check out the earlier episode about flea anemia. Fortunately, there's plenty you can do to help your cat if she started to hide out when she normally doesn't. We'll talk about this in more detail, along with how to figure out what's bothering your pet, in the second half of the episode. Hi listeners, Casey here. I want to take a minute to let you know about another way that you guys can help support me and the work that I do, podcast memberships. While I'm open to relevant sponsorships, I prefer to keep this podcast ad-free while also keeping it free to listen. Unfortunately, running a podcast is not free, and neither is hosting a website. So if you'd like to support the podcast, you can sign up for a monthly or yearly podcast membership. Members will get 2 extra episodes every month. Sometimes it'll be stories about my kitties, member stories, or cat-related news I find while perusing the internet. You'll also get exclusive access for a members-only Discord, where you can chat with me and with each other, and access to my private cat videos on TikTok. And while I keep rough episode transcripts available for free to improve accessibility, members can download cleaned-up versions, kind of like a mini info packet for that particular topic. Membership costs only $7.99 a month, about the cost of most streaming services these days, or $95.88 for a full year. To join up, hop over to my website, positivecatitudebehaviors.com, and click on the membership tab. Payment is handled through PayPal for added security, and at no point do I have access to your payment information. Thanks so much for the support, everyone. Now, let's get back to the episode. Although hiding out isn't uncommon for cats, in some cases the behavior can become excessive and start to be cause for concern. It's considered excessive if it interferes with your kitty's ability to do her daily activities, like eating, drinking, and using the litter box. If you notice you haven't seen your cat in the past day or so, it's time to step in. Even if your cat is acting normal otherwise, hiding out can be indicative of a behavioral problem, either with that particular cat or she's reacting to a behavior issue with another animal or person in the house, like a bully dog or a child that gets too rough. While this may not seem like a big deal, it shouldn't be ignored. We don't brush off our own mental health just because we've started acting strange, or at least we shouldn't be, so neither should we do it to our pets. Kind of like with aggression, the reason for your cat's sudden desire to hide can be very specific and tricky to figure out, and it may require the experience of a trained cat behaviorist. Unlike with aggression, the consequences aren't quite so dire if you don't get it right on the first try. You've got a little more wiggle room with this one. To start, you'll want to look at patterns in your kitty's hiding behavior. Make notes of how she normally acts versus what you notice as being different, and then closely watch how she's behaving now. Is your cat hiding during a specific season or time of day? Does she go to the same place, or does she find the closest dark corner to slink into when the other cat or a certain person enters the room? Patterns will depend partially on where you live, your home environment, and your cat's own preferences and personality. For example, perhaps your cat hides out in the winter, and she likes to curl up in warm spots, like under the duvet. This is seasonal hiding behavior and is not linked to anything specific scaring her or a health problem. She's just trying to keep her feet warm, so it's nothing to worry about. Or maybe your cat hides out when the kids come home from school or at any other time when the noise level increases in the house. As long as she comes back out again when the excitement settles down, she's probably just fine. If she doesn't, something else about the situation may be frightening her. You'll need to investigate further to determine what it is and how you can correct it so she feels safe again. The easiest way to keep track of what your cat is doing is to keep a journal. Over time, you may begin to notice certain tells that will let you know more specifically what's going on. If you can, it may also help to install a camera or two in the house so you can watch what happens when you're not around to see it firsthand. It doesn't have to be anything fancy or expensive. The most basic setup will suffice. Heck, a couple of strategically placed webcams would be better than nothing. If your kitty has begun to hide because she doesn't feel well, you'll see changes in her litter box, eating, and drinking habits. Other obvious signs may be present, such as discharge from her eyes or nose, limping, or diarrhea. She may also hide out along the tile or marble floor. When they have an upset tummy or a fever, cats like to seek out cool places rather than warm nooks. In these cases, it's especially important to get your cat to the vet for a checkup. Better safe than sorry. If no medical concerns are found, your vet should be able to offer suggestions on dealing with your pet's new habit of hiding and avoiding. If not, he should at least be able to direct you to other sources. As for where the cat hides out, it's ultimately up to the owner to decide whether it's a good spot and if it's really necessary to convince her to go somewhere else. As long as the location is safe, she's not neglecting herself, and the spot poses no danger to the animal, there shouldn't really be a problem. Most likely, you can just let her do her own thing. She'll come out when she's ready. If there are certain places you prefer your cat doesn't hide, then you need to block that space off and offer some kind of alternative. A simple cardboard box with a pillow or blanket in a hidden corner of the house will often be more than enough to satisfy your kitty. One place you absolutely do not want her in is the laundry room, especially behind the dryer. I've heard stories of cats being electrocuted behind these appliances, and there's a real danger of them getting thrown into the dryer with a pile of clothes if the person is in a hurry or doesn't look before they turn it on. It's better to simply close and lock the laundry room door and just cut out the chances altogether. If for some reason you can't block off the space, here's a neat little trick. Put a penny inside an aluminum soda can and leave it in the dryer when you're not using it. It'll startle them when they jump in and scare them away, but that scare will be associated with the appliance and not with you. Another common heat source sought out by cats that is not safe is the furnace or heater. This can cause many of the same problems as the dryer, with the added risk of asphyxiation. So do what you can to keep your kitty out of there. A great alternative is to buy a heated cat bed. Not necessarily one that plugs in, but with a little digging, you can find the kind that warms up when your pet climbs into it. Add a towel and it'll become unquestionably warmer, more comfortable, more appealing, and safer than heated appliances. Now, that said, there are certain things you absolutely should not do when dealing with a cat that likes to hide and you want them to move. Don't yell at them, squirt them with water, forcibly pull them out, or otherwise try to startle them out of their spot. This'll only cause your cat to become afraid of you, and it could severely damage your relationship with her, possibly to the point where she'll start to hide from you. Instead, either coax her out gently or wait for her to leave, and then block the space off when she's not there. Get her attention with treats or toys, or maybe offer some canned food to distract her for a few minutes. Remember to offer an alternative safe spot for her to hang out in nearby when she comes back. As a side note, if you want to have a little fun in giving your kitty her own hidey hole, you can build her a tent, a blanket or a cushion fort, or make a cat cave with an old shirt and a cardboard box. The instructions for this are easy to find, so hop on Google and type in DIY cat cave. You'll find plenty of tips on how to put one together. Or if you're feeling creative, design one yourself. Hiding and avoidant behavior isn't always something to panic about, but it is something to pay attention to. At the end of the day, if something seems off with your cat, look into it. It may not require a vet visit, but making an effort to alleviate your kitty's distress will make both of your lives better. Thanks for listening to the Whole Kit and Caboodle podcast. You can find more episodes of the show on most major podcast directories, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and others. If you enjoyed listening, be sure to subscribe and leave a 5-star review. It helps me out more than you know. If you'd like to support the show, feel free to get in touch via social media. Don't forget to follow on Facebook and Instagram at Kit and Caboodle Pod, Twitter at Kit and K-Pod, and YouTube at The Whole Kit and Caboodle. Don't forget you can also support me on my Anchor page at anchor.fm/kittencaboodlepod and make a direct donation on my website at positivecatitudebehaviorist.com/mystory. If you require my professional services, you can contact me through my website, positivecatitudebehaviorist.com, on the consultation services page. You can also sign up for podcast membership via the membership tab. I'll see y'all next time.